WILS. Mike Austin here with you. Good to have you along. About 49 in downtown Lansing right now. Sunshine 70 later on today. My tomato plants on the back deck looking good, man. I think they went through last night pretty well. It was a little chill in the air for them. And it'll be that way again, I think. By the time we hit Friday and toward the weekend, it's going to be kind of chilly. Only upper 50s, maybe pushing 60, and at night it'll be mid 40s. Yeah, I think, well, I don't know. Tomatoes, will they survive that? I don't know. We're glad to have you along. 6:52, and coming up for you, Dr. Charles Ballard, MSU economics professor. We're going to talk about the jobs report for April, for last month, Monday with the mayor, Andy Shore, and Raul Molina. Molina? He was supposed to be on with us Friday and got sidetracked. The government reclassifying the marijuana. And so we will talk with him just a little bit about that. Ladies and gentlemen, over there pushing the knobs and buttons and the whistles and the pulling the lever. Well, not that big lever in the corner, never to be pulled. He is producing and lining up the guests for us this morning. His name is Noah Martindale. Noah!
Good morning, Mike. How are we doing?
I think I'm all right. Big event for you over the weekend, going to a wedding as dad.
Yep.
As a family man.
Yeah, man. It was quite the experience, no doubt.
We're talking off the air. Okay, when you go to a wedding and you're the single guy and you show up and buddies get married or friends or whatever, good for you. But now you're a family guy. So you're showing up, you're going, now do you get to go to the married couple? And you start looking at them, you go like, all right, you guys, catch up, or anything like that?
Honestly, they might be saying the same thing to me because it's my stepsister and her husband now that got married on Saturday.
Okay, and, so they're bringing some folks in.
Well, they already had a folk in a couple months before my little folk came in.
Your little folk.
So, his name is Braden. He's a really nice kid. But I can honestly say that my son Roman was the best acting, best behaving little baby there at the little venue. You know, he didn't cry.
You realize
at
you're
all.
Gonna say that about everything.
I know. But he didn't cry at all. Like, that is what I'm basing this solely in. Did not cry once until he was 6 hours awake.
Wow, that's a long time for a little. What's he? Six, seven, 8 months?
Almost 8 months. Yep.
Yeah, that's a long time. When you're 8 months old, 6 hours awake is a long time.
Yeah.
And when you're 65, 6 hours awake is a long time. So there's that.
Even at 25, 6 hours awake is a long time.
Well, I don't know about that. Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. Let's not forget about that. I do the same thing every year. I make a real nice picnic lunch. I get the kids all together, which, you know, they're all in their 20s now. So that's like, you know, you guys, who's available? And then we go on a picnic and we call Lisa and say, how's your day going? Because she never wants to go with us. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it was 24 years ago this very day. If I don't say it on the radio, I'm going to be in big trouble. I almost forgot it. The big hair and I said our vows, we said our I do's. Yep, 24 years ago this very day. That's what happens 24 years down the line. We'll go out to dinner tonight, probably. We haven't made that decision yet. So it's like, oh, here's a card. Oh, good, thanks. All right. I'll probably do what I usually do for Lisa. I call and leave her a message on her phone, which is usually, honey, pick up. I know you're there. Honey, Lisa. That's my anniversary message to her. So there's that. I almost forgot it. But 'twas the year 2000 at the cathedral in Kalamazoo. We exchanged our vows, and then we made the trip back to St. Joe at the, I don't even know if it's still there, the Boulevard Hotel. Right on the lake, on just above Silver Beach, and had our reception. And it was blossom time at St. Joe Benton Harbor, and so they were lining up the parade, which I had forgotten about. And so I told Lisa, hey, by the way, I made sure there was a parade for us. And some of my out-of-town guests actually thought I had done that and pulled it off. You pulled off a parade? Yeah, you know. They were kind of dumb. Onward we go. No can do. They couldn't go for that. Daryl Hall and John Oates have officially called it quits. I don't think they performed together in a long, long, long time. They just made it official over the weekend. And this would be much bigger news if it was 1985, but it's not. So, yeah, people go like, yeah, okay. I will say Daryl Hall, Daryl's Place, on the web, look it up. That is really good. He basically has his musician friends come over to his house in this big room at his log cabin, and they jam. And it's incredible. It's pretty good. But there you go. They are officially broken up. Sarah Smile was one of those prom songs dancing to. Sarah Smile. Ooh. Okay. Speaking of music, ladies and gentlemen, over the weekend, we'll do some history later on. I wanted to get this in. Imagine 1.6 million people at one concert. I had no idea this was even available. Madonna, of all people, closed up her world tour over the weekend. She did a concert on a beach, Rio de Janeiro. 1.6 million people showed up. That is a big deal. But then Noah and I were looking up this thing, this beach. This is apparently where a lot of big concerts happen. This was the biggest. But who other was it? Who else was it, Noah, you said?
No, it was actually the third biggest at Copacabana.
Oh, it wasn't the biggest.
Yeah, no.
Who else?
Rod Stewart in December of 94 for New Year's Eve had 3.5 million around.
Same wow.
With John Michael Jarr at Moscow Whoever State University. That was for their 800th anniversary of Moscow. And then there was another one, I believe. Nope. Then it was Madonna. And then after her, Rolling Stones at 1.5 million right. as well.
Well, according to reports, it was her most attended show ever. Even topped out Taylor Swift. Fans streaming in from around the globe. 170 flights into the airport just for this concert. Hotel bookings were completely... the city was locked up in Rio de Janeiro. So there you go. And everybody had fun and said, look at Madonna. And apparently she did good. She did well. They say she looked really, really good. Of course, that was somebody in the 100 millionth row saying that. But, you know, when you're looking over the heads of whatever, 1.6 million people, and it's, you know, she looks good. All right. On we go. This is a Hall of Fame. 1320 WILS. Mike Austin here. We'll be back in just a minute. We get you up to date on the news and ugly rumors here on your morning wake up. 1320 WILS.